Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Beat my horn for a hoochie with a...
It's Friday.
It ain't easy.
Yeah, I forgot.
That's my motto. Drinking Tangeray straight out the bottle. Everybody want to know if I'm insane. My baby mama got a...
This is a Friday vibe.
Yeah, but it's supposed to be Picture Me Rolling.
You're right.
Yeah.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. 2:30 Tupac. Friday is supposed to be Picture Me Rolling, but it's not.
You didn't hear us in the meeting.
Oh, did you say it wasn't?
I brought it up in the meeting because he's been singing it. I'm like, yeah, he must be playing that today.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Right. It's three times in my drive. I never heard it before. Yeah. I've been going through the album. Yeah. I was driving around trying to find parking for an extra long period of time.
Oh, there it is. There it is. We haven't talked about parking
in a while.
Well, there's nothing more disheartening than there's an open spot. And then, I'm already behind it.
Yeah.
Or I'm in front of it. In front of it. And then I'm like, all right, I got to really speed around.
You could do the back end move.
I couldn't do the back end move. There's a car behind me.
Oh.
Yeah. So then you come back around, spot's taken.
Yeah.
And then, just a disaster.
Sorry, Jack.
Dude, take that book money.
Yeah.
There's no book money. Book's dead. Buy the book.
Spot.
Ringthebellbook.com. It's the book
of
the holiday
not
season.
Dead because of us. We pay for our copies.
Yeah. It's $66 for you two. Okay?
Yeah.
Hey, what's that supposed to do? That's going to get me like a 30 minutes in the lot here.
It's almost a week. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Men's Night in Montgomeryville, Thursday night, December 18th. Ray Diddy's going to be there signing the Eagles Encyclopedia, food and spirits as well. Do you believe the Eagles have one more run in them? I believe or I don't believe. What do you think?
Oh, we're going to believe.
What do you think the percentage is at?
Not strong. Let's go with 62.
69%.
Oh,
nice.
Wow.
There you go. Yeah.
69.
They don't really believe it. This is
70%.
Dude, you heard Corey on a Friday. Everybody turns into the lunatic on Friday. It's been like a funeral here all week with everyone. Everyone wants to start Tanner McKee. Not even me. Everyone start Tanner McKee. Start right. Fire Nick. You got to fire. I love him, but fire him now. Sit Saquon. And all of a sudden today, it's like, yeah, I think I got running him, though. The 215-592-9494. Raymond in Atlanta. You're on WIP. What's up, Ray?
Hey, guys. Spike, Ike, Fritz. I love you guys. I love the show.
Oh, thanks, man.
Appreciate it, Raymond.
Absolutely. I have a question. I have a complaint.
Mm.
And, Spike, I have a bone to pick with you.
Of course. There it is.
I'm going to be expeditious. Can I start, guys, with the Eagles? My perspective, the Eagles are cooked. They're done.
Okay.
And then I've been around watching Eagles since 63. As far as a second act, if I can get that out of the way.
Sure.
Guys, Michael Jackson had a solo career, but prior to that, he was a member of the Jackson 5. Would that be a second act?
Of course.
I think that's a great one.
That's kind of who I was thinking of when
okay.
I said that. Yep.
I thought you were thinking of somebody else, but okay. Yeah, that's
okay,
a good one.
Okay. So now I will jump in with my question. How many games will
hold on? Is this just real quick? Is this the bone to pick with me? I just want to be prepared.
No, the bone is with Ike.
Okay. Oh,
oh finally.
Okay. Great.
Let's see how that one goes.
Yeah, then well, ask your question.
Go ahead. Actually, maybe all you got.
Okay.
So my question, how many games will Jake Elliott cost us going forward?
Yeah, they should cut him.
All right. Well, Spike, you're too.
That was
too
Jack. Yeah, that was Jack. That was Jack.
I know that was a metaphor. We can't cut
yeah,
him.
That was Jack.
But he's terrible. I hope they bring a kicker in this off next year to compete with
he's
him.
Terrible.
Now,
had a couple of years that are iffy.
Well, he missed that extra point.
Okay.
He won a Super Bowl last year.
Oh,
he was great last year.
Okay, all right.
That's how it works.
Okay. Two times.
Yeah. He's a winner.
I think they will think about it this offseason. That would be my prediction, that they'll certainly think about bringing in a kicker. This is two straight years that he hasn't been, you know, in the NFL right now, we got guys kicking 65-yard field goals like pretty regularly.
Well, they set a record last night.
Yeah. Oh, did they?
Well, Aubrey, 63.
Yeah. Oh, really? Well, 63 is
already
the record.
Has the record.
Not the record? Cool. No. Awesome. Yeah, well, it seemed like they made
it. He has it already.
Okay.
66. He did it earlier.
Oh, yeah. Why'd they make a big deal out of it on the broadcast?
I think it was his sixth 60 of kicked.
60-yard kick of the year.
That's what I get for watching it on mute.
So, Raymond, what is your bone to pick with Ike?
Yeah,
okay, and don't forget I have a complaint as well.
All right. Oh, okay. You get the whole segment, Raymond.
Yeah.
Okay. Now my bone to pick with Ike. Now my point of reference is, guys, I am a 70-year-old African American.
Okay.
Ike, every day at 5:30, you guys play that blasphemous, satanic, whatever it is that you're playing.
Satanic.
Satanic at 5:30?
Here we go.
That band. And
this is really a bone to pick with
Jesus,
Mike. Yep.
Man. And I that know, is not satanic. Okay.
I know. Oh, it is. Because he's my favorite all-time special teams player. I know what he is. I know who he is.
What was your favorite play?
You joined right at man. Come on. We just don't do that. We just don't. And then I know Ike. I want to let you respond.
Okay.
And then Ike, my other thing. A few weeks ago, somehow you guys got on a subject, and the Dukes of Hazzard were mentioned, and Ike jumped on board, and he lauded the Dukes of Hazzard. Dukes of Hazzard. Ike, we're talking about two white boys in the Deep South, riding around in a car, banishing, as Spike well knows, the Confederate flag.
Yes. Like, interesting.
Come on,
who didn't
man?
Love the General come Lee? Come on, man. You love the car. I love the car. You love it.
It's
I love
the show. We're all having a good time.
Confederate flag.
Took a long time before I realized that,
And then my complaint.
Yes.
And I'll direct this one at you, Spike.
All right.
Finally.
More so than anybody.
Yeah.
Herb, OG Wade, and Chuck, when you guys get them three guys on the air, it's like it's their program. They're on. One day I sat here 5, 6, 7, 8 minutes. Guys, come on. Stop.
Here's the deal, Raymond.
I love you.
You are great, Raymond.
You are preaching to the choir here. But I have been.
About what?
Well, the certainly not the Dukes of Hazzard. We're all having a good time. Creed is not a satanic fan. Just like, you know what? That's like an older white guy saying all rap is just the thugs and gangsters.
Yes.
Like, well, you know, I'm being profiled a little bit here by Raymond.
A little bit.
But the caller on for a long time thing. Look. I came in here with a certain way. I thought the show was going to go.
Yeah, remember? We did bully him out of that.
Spike's rules and all that nonsense.
Well, but here's the deal. You've seen a different Spike, that will compromise. You know, I've learned, you know, sometimes you got to let those guys cook.
Yep.
And Herb, quite frankly, isn't even good until minute 6. So if Herb's only on for 2 minutes, we're screwed.
Do I get to defend myself against the acceptance of the Confederate flag?
And
first of all, that was a cool car as a kid. I can't help it. I fell in love with the Dukes of Hazzard General Lee.
It's probably one of the most notable cars
of course.
TV movies.
Yes. That car, Kit, Knight Rider.
Back to the Future car.
Back to the DeLorean. Back to the Future.
Batman.
And Batman's car. And then I'll throw in Smokey and the Bandit's Trans Am.
Oh, yeah.
Go on, man.
Trans Am was a cool car.
Trans Am's a cool car. It's notable. That was notable as a kid. And quite frankly, looking at Daisy Duke every Friday, that was a treat.
Look, man.
That was a treat. I can't help what I fell in love with as a kid.
Bo and Luke were just two fun-loving, you know.
Who didn't love Uncle Jesse, man?
Yeah, come on.
And
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I got to honestly tell you, listen, one of my favorite things was, you know, as a kid, we grew up poor. So watching Boss Hogg eat the things that he ate every week, barbecue, pizza, anything it was, man,
you
I was in on it, man.
Them?
Yes, man. Come on, man.
Living vicariously.
Yes.
Did I ever tell you my Confederate flag story? So freshman year, I go to USC. Sophomore year, I transfer. I go to Syracuse. I am in a dorm room that has two bedrooms and one middle room, so I'm with three guys I don't know, right? They're all from, like, the middle of New York State. So we have one common room in the middle of the two bedrooms, and I think the kid's name was David, and he said, "Do you mind if we hang a Confederate flag in the common room?" And I was like, he's like, "Well, we don't mean anything by it." And I was just, "Well, what do you mean by it?" So, no.
I hear you. What was his name?
David.
David, I hear you.
Oh, no. They call her Raymond.
Raymond. I hear you, Raymond. And I can appreciate it. I respect my elders. And yes, you know, he's from Atlanta. He's down in the South. So,
I get it.
But you can't fault me for what I fell in love with as a kid.
It just, it was what it was.
Yes.
Yeah. So, bad news from Eagles practice.
Uh-oh.
This is per Dave Zangaro. Don't see Landon Dickerson at practice. Brett Toth is at left guard. That's not good news.
No, that is not good news.
Yeah. I mean, we have a, you know, we have a center. I can't remember his name.
Cam Jurgens.
Cam Jurgens has not been the same this year. Tyler Steen, not as good as Becton last year, obviously.
Yeah.
And then Brett Toth, who did a good job at center.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember, you know, Jordan specifically telling me when he looked at Brett Toth, Brett Toth. Mm-hmm. He's like, that guy's the center.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, that guy's the center. So, you know, guard and center, they're sort of interchangeable, but I think they were able to take advantage of what Brett Toth was really good at at center. I don't know about guard. Not having Landon Dickerson in there is not great.
And there's a huge difference in Landon Dickerson's
size. Yeah,
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
Toth is almost built like a tight end almost, you know, when you look at
him. He's like a center. Like, he is. I mean, that's not good news. I wonder if it's something that's particular to today and he'll be able to, you know, he's back.
Maybe
tomorrow.
It's a rest day or something.
Yeah, or something like that. Because today is really their Thursday practice. And tomorrow is their Friday practice. So that's when I guess that's when you give out the injury report.
They'll probably give
on
one today.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I mean, they'll have one today. Tomorrow will be more important than today is. And at least in the injury report today, it will say why he was out.
Yeah.
You know, it'll say did not practice, but maybe it'll say rest or something
Like that. We had the thing with Smitty. We still don't know what that was all about. And he played in Dallas and he played against Chicago.
Yeah.
Now, I will say, if Dickerson can't go, Toth is at left guard. That means if Jurgens goes down, it could be
your guy.
Fast Willie Lampkin.
Willie Lampkin's going to be activated for this game.
And,
if Dickerson can't play, they activate Lampkin.
Yeah. Yeah. So, this is what the caller wanted. You know, Saquon ring his bell a little bit so Bigsby can get in there. This is.
I'm not hoping for injuries. I just want to see if I get a chance. I want to see Willie Lampkin on the field.
Got a knock on wood all day today.
So, speaking of injuries, because this will lead us into talking about last night's game.
Okay.
I am continually amazed by NFL players in that Amon Ross St. Brown was, nobody thought he was going to play last night because of his ankle. And I see him warming up. The guy obviously has an ankle injury. And I see him warming up, running full speed. If I have an ankle injury, I'm not even driving the car. I don't even, if it hurts.
Yeah.
I'm just, the ability of NFL players who have injuries to play with those injuries, especially a wide receiver with an ankle, to perform the way that he did was incredible. We got, I know there were some people, Hugh was saying he thought it would be good if the Cowboys win one because it would push the Eagles a little bit.
I don't need the Cowboys feeling themselves. I don't need that.
Because the rest of their schedule, aside from they have one game against the Chargers, the rest of their schedule is pretty easy. So, you know,
he got that shot last night. Yeah, he got that shot.
Oh, you think so? No, he had to. There's
no doubt he got that shot running around the way he was.
Well, they needed that. They needed that game last night. So I only saw the fourth quarter because I was watching the Sixers and then doing a podcast. It just seemed like it was an offensive
up and down the field. It was. And the funny thing is there were some defensive plays in there with some turnovers and everything.
Okay.
But neither defense really, unless they got a turnover, could stop the offense.
It looked like the other team's offense. It looked like two great games from the quarterbacks as well, from both Goff and Dak.
Yeah,
Dak missed some throws, though.
Did he?
He could have had two picks, I thought.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
He was a little bit off and not as good as he's been.
I think it's because they became one-dimensional.
Yeah.
They just had a pass.
Well, they got down.
Yep.
And because I think they got down 27-9.
They did.
It was 27-9, yeah.
They got down 27-9, but I mean, he got two touchdowns like that by just throwing the ball.
Dude, that Pickens play where the ball bounces. I mean, I saw Richard Sherman crushing Pickens afterwards.
Yeah.
Guy doesn't want to play football. And I know he had that problem in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
There's one play that I saw. The ball bounces. We talk about AJ, you know, the ball maybe being 5 yards in front of him. If he'd finished the route, maybe he would have gotten there.
Yeah.
That ball, it was a 40-yard pass, 30-yard pass. That ball to Pickens drops literally, like
in front of him,
and he didn't even try.
And how he ran off the line of scrimmage. I mean, he was jogging basically the whole time.
What the hell is his deal, man?
He's
having an incredible year.
Yeah,
you know,
not right upstairs.
Yeah,
when you're not right upstairs, anything can cause you to sort of lose focus. He was focused when CeeDee Lamb wasn't playing. He was the number one guy. He's getting all the targets. He's balling.
Yeah.
First couple games back, he was still balling with CeeDee Lamb. But then you know CeeDee Lamb's not going to be happy about that.
Yeah.
So CeeDee Lamb's like, hold on. I'm the number one receiver on this team. Started getting me the ball. And I don't know. CeeDee was going off last night. And Pickens just didn't seem like he was into the game.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
And then CeeDee got hurt, right? And then all of a sudden, the Cowboys are throwing to this one guy I'd never heard of.
Flannoy.
Yeah. He was unbelievable. That was crazy.
The only reason I know him because I'm a guy I had him in my daily fantasy league.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
There you go. So we're happy the Cowboys lost, right?
Yeah. Okay. That was at least give you a little room. Still, I mean, the Eagles still got to take care of their business.
Yeah.
Because, like you said, that may be the Cowboys' last tough game. They could still run the table with the rest of the games.
And the magic number's four. So we need a combination of four Cowboys. No, magic number's now three because Cowboys lost one.
Yep.
So we need a combination of three Eagles wins or Cowboys losses. It does, when you think about that, we have five games left.
Yeah.
You know.
And a favorable schedule.
We should be able to.
We should.
It shouldn't even matter what the Cowboys do.
Right.
We should win three of those games.
Yep.
The two against the Commanders, the one against the Raiders. I don't even care about the Bills game and the Chargers game at this point. We should be able to win those three games.
I'm going to tell you, that Saturday game in Washington, I think Jaden Daniels will be back.
He's back this week. He's back this week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Won't be easy.
No? No?
Nah, I don't think so.
Yeah,
those road divisional games, man, they aren't easy.
He wasn't easy last year for
us,
you know. 215-592-9494, Andy in Huntington Valley, you're on WIP. What's up, Andy?
Hey, guys. You know, none of these games, don't take any of these games for granted, because the way they've played this year, I wouldn't guarantee anything. And as far as not using Bigsby, that's crazy. I mean, he's sitting there, he's younger. Especially if the line's not all intact, I think he's got the opportunity to create some more more things than Saquon does at the moment. And Saquon was great last year, but he's not been the same guy. And I don't see why you wouldn't, you know, split it up. In 2017, we had a three-headed monster in the backfield, and that seemed to work. And I think if Saquon's not all that this year, why not you? They say that we have no running game. Well, we got another guy. Get him up there. Next man up.
I don't think you can next man up with Saquon Barkley. I just don't think you can. I think there is a...
I'm not saying not to play him. I'm saying split up some carries. If, you know, if it's 2-1 or 3-1, at least get Bigsby in there and see if he can make some hay. You got, I mean...
Can I ask you something just real quick? I get it. I understand. They do see Tank Bigsby every week in practice. They see him in the game. Mm-hmm. Like, don't you... They got... You know, Kenny G got 4 or 5 carries a game last year. Mm-hmm. There must be something about Tank that they don't trust. You know, maybe he's running the ball well. Maybe he doesn't do the other stuff well. Mm-hmm. I don't know. There must be something.
Yeah. I don't have any knowledge of this. I wouldn't be surprised that Saquon.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. You're hearing about him losing a step and all this other stuff, and now you're giving the ball to someone else more. That is an indictment, whether it's directly or indirectly, on Saquon as a runner, and Saquon isn't having that.
You know what?
Hold on. Last year, mm-hmm. when Saquon had the opportunity to break the record, He was
playing better, Andy. The difference is when you're not necessarily playing at your best, you want every opportunity to go out there and try to get to that. And so you're going to be a little more reluctant to give somebody else an opportunity. When Saquon is playing the way he was playing last year and balling how he was, of course he's going to be like, sure, let the young guys get a few carries. Go ahead and let the guys get a carry. But right now he's being questioned, like I said, indirectly or directly by outsiders as to whether or not he's lost a step. He hears that stuff.
They're all being questioned. I'm not saying bench Jalen because that's not going to happen.
Right.
But they're all being questioned. Every part of this team, from day one.
Oh, I agree.
Yeah, but let me ask you this, Andy.
But if you ask any of those skill position players to let someone else get in there and perform for them, they aren't going for that. They're not going to allow that.
It's a bad team attitude then, isn't it, Ike?
Well, would you do it with Jalen?
What's that?
Would you do, Jalen's playing bad, right?
Yeah.
You can't bench Jalen. I get it. You can't bench Jalen.
But why? Here's what I'm not saying to bench Jalen. Yeah. I don't want to be taken out of context.
Right.
But my point, the point being, I hear what you're saying. But the whole
And I agree with you, by the way, Andy.
Yeah.
I was yelling for Tank Bigsby to get carries last week.
But like, you can't just say you got to do it for the team, because you could say that about every offensive lineman at this point, right? We saw the running game real good when Juergens was out and Brett Toth was playing center.
He hurried up and came back.
But Brett probably shouldn't have. But Cam Juergens is making $20 million a year. Brett Toth is not. Their future is Cam Juergens, and they understand that they gotta weigh all of these things.
Yes.
And on the whole, I understand what you're saying, and I do think there is a little of. You know, Ike said in the last segment that Saquon is sort of exempt from our complaints.
At least for me. He gets a pass for me.
But there is a little,
sure,
like me in there,
sure,
you know, if that's the issue.
Yeah.
Andy, why don't you give us somebody who had a notable second act for next question today?
Paul McCartney.
But he's
the reason why we're doing it.
Yeah, he's the reason why we're doing it. You have another one?
I'm sorry, I didn't.
No, it's all good.
The anthology, right?
What's that?
Did you watch Anthology on Disney?
No. Today's the 1973 on this day, Wings. The first Wings album came out.
Okay, all right.
The Wings.
Who had another Wings. Second act? Wow.
That's all right.
Sean Connery. Sean Connery went from James Bond to a great career doing a bunch of other stuff.
Mm. Thank you for the call, Andy. Yeah. I don't think an actor plays different roles.
Yeah,
I don't
think. That's what they do. As usual, I was wrong about the field goal kicker.
Nice.
It was the other kicker that has the record.
Okay. For the most 60-yard field goal.
Yes. Oh, okay. No, who has the longest field goal.
Oh, wait, 69?
Yeah, 68 yards, not 69.
Nice.
Yes. And the record was 3 made 55-plus field goals in one game.
Okay.
Oh, is that what the record was?
Yeah.
Are they? Do you think the NFL likes the field goal stuff being this way?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they do.
Really?
I mean, if they're going to be more long points. Field goals like that, yeah, if they're going to be long field goals like
Chicks take the long ball.
They would rather have them kick a field goal there than punt.
Dude, can you imagine? We're in high school. Let's say it's 1990.
That was Detroit kickers Cam Little, right?
I don't know.
Jags kicker.
Jags kicker. That, yeah, that's the one.
Imagine it's 1991, and you're being told the kickers are making 60-yard field goals. Everybody goes for it on fourth down.
It's a different
nobody
game.
Punts anymore.
Yeah.
It really is crazy.
Dude, it has, and this year seems like it's more than any other year for some reason. That people just don't punt anymore.
No, they don't.
They just don't punt anymore. They're not kicking field goals from the 30-plus yard in. They're going for it most of the times.
I don't think Detroit went for it on fourth down one time last night. I thought somebody said that after the game.
Really?
They didn't go for it one time?
Oh, Dan Campbell. Yeah. All right, he learned his lesson,
yeah,
huh?
Maybe. Yeah, I don't know.
Wow.
All right, 215-592-9494. Main thing today, do you think the Eagles are cooked this year? Do they have one run left in them? Next question, because the Paul McCartney and Wings album came out in 1973. Give us somebody who had a notable second act. Doesn't have to be a good one. Notable one. Elliot Shore Parks joins us next. We'll get an update on all the hurt Eagles, and we'll share some bad news about Willie Lampkin. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
At Elite Acura, they're part of your neighborhood. And because you're a neighbor, a friend, family, you should expect more from your Acura buying experience. Like more value on precision performance and cutting-edge Acura technology. More top-notch service from local certified experts with over 200 years of combined experience and more selection across the full Acura lineup. Shop new and used luxury sedans where sleek style meets power and convenience. Or you can shop bold yet refined SUVs, all designed to elevate your driving experience. Discover the exhilarating performance and innovation that only Acura can deliver at Elite Acura. Stop by the showroom today along Route 73 North or shop online at EliteAcura.com and see what more can do for you. And when you do, don't forget to tell them Ike sent you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.